Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm letting it play a little bit for the Wheezy.
Oh, yes. Come on. Make the Wheezy happy.
Why not? Well, earlier this week, the 6 months after the NFL-NFLPA collusion case came out, the 61-page document was unveiled by Pablo Torre and Mike Florio. We had Mike Florio on the show yesterday, but joining us now is NFL agent Chad Wiesling. He represents Josh Jacobs, among other players. And Chad, what was your initial reaction when you heard the news? And are you surprised that the NFLPA tried to suppress the documents? Because I think it makes the league look pretty horrible with this collusion.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, and thanks for the Dirty Boys of the Underground, the intro.
There you go.
Got to keep those
kicks,
gotta
baby.
Got to keep kicks alive, that's for sure.
Started in Hagerstown, conquered the world.
Sure did. Love them. Love them. how was my response? I think the same as everybody's that's been in this business is wasn't shocked.
Yeah.
You knew it happened. I mean, collusion goes on all the time, and I'll speak for the NFL. You know, it goes on all the time. You know, just if you work in the league long enough, you've probably been fired a few times. You've changed teams, you move around, so on and so forth. Everybody knows everybody. You know, so if it's not particular, in this case, it's the owners, which is, you know, that's the big thing. But, you know, teams, you know, which, you know, are talking for the owners, so to speak, you know, the right people from each team. So, you know, to answer that question, I think it's consistent with probably anybody you ask that's involved with the NFL is, not shocked whatsoever. I'm shocked that it came out. I'm shocked that you know, finally something came out showing that, you know, something corrupt was going on.
Yeah.
But Chad, with the NFLPA, wouldn't they have wanted this out there? And I know there's J.C. Tretter crapping on Russell Wilson, and that doesn't look great, but I still think this is so much more damning towards the NFL as opposed to the PA.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I heard your segment yesterday with Florio, and I agree with him. You know, it's like this is an opportunity for the NFLPA to jump all over this. Now, funny thing was, I was at the agent seminar yesterday in D.C. With the NFLPA, and wasn't brought up one time.
No
wasn't
way
brought up at all.
Oh my!
And I actually saw one of the former legal counsel. The people there, you know, that happened to be in the hotel lobby walking around. I asked him about it, and he was just, you know, it's kind of nonchalantly. He was just like, you know, I haven't read it, you know, I heard it came out, but I haven't read it or anything. Now, once again, he's not with the PA anymore,
right?
But he was, you know, he's one of the guys that took the buyouts, but he was there when all the stuff was going down.
Yeah,
but the point of it was, you know, I thought obviously it's big news, and you know, where, you know, we had an agent seminar yesterday, and wasn't brought up one time.
Yeesh. Yeah, good luck in that labor battle with this new guy in charge over there in D.C. Yeah. Well, all the focus, obviously, here in Baltimore, where you live, is on Lamar because he was one of the faces of this. And then Russell Wilson's being talked about because J.C. Treader called him a wuss. And obviously, this started with Deshaun Watson getting the full guaranteed. But the life of the NFL running back has been difficult for a while now, and things turned somewhat for the better. You guys, yourself with Josh Jacobs and some others, you know, here with Derrick Henry, some guys were able to get compensated. I would say it's still not to the degree that it really should be, but your prism through all this is someone representing Josh Jacobs and seeing what's happened for running backs. Is there any doubt in your mind that the same thing was going on, not just with, you know, a guy like Lamar Jackson, but also at other position groups?
Yeah, once again, as I said initially, I don't know. I mean, who knows? Was it, you know, are the owners talking to each other about running backs? I don't know. But right. Obviously team executives and higher-ups, you know, I'm sure they all talk. So, you know, whether they're talking to each other, talking to people through the media, getting stuff, you know, getting the information, you know, as we all gather information, even the agents on our side. You know, yeah, I mean, they can do anything they want. So, you know, was there were they colluding? I mean, that was, you know, thing that was always being thrown around, even with the running backs, like, you know, hey, keep this market down, you know, devalue them, you know, keep it down. Don't pay a guy, you know, this big money. And, you know, once again, there's no proof of that. I think just being real with you. I think it probably happened among some teams. I mean, 2 years ago, when Josh was franchised, you had three running backs that were franchised.
Right.
You know, you had Tony Pollard, Saquon Barkley, and Josh Jacobs. None of them got signed.
Right.
The long-term deals.
Right.
You know, if I remember correctly, I do remember, you know, Pollard, the Cowboys weren't even talking to Pollard about doing a long-term deal.
Right.
You know, it was like, hey, you're tagged, that's it. You know, Barkley, you know, there was Giants that I think made an effort to sign him and whatever. And for what, you know, it didn't work out obviously there. And obviously the Raiders, you know, they gave an effort with about 45 minutes left in the deadline. That was about it.
Yeah.
so not a valid, you know, effort to get you know, your star players in this case, you know, I'll speak for Saquon and Josh. Your star players signed to long-term deals. So, you know, were they talking? Of course, you know, they were talking. Now, you know, was it at the magnitude of the quarterbacks after Deshaun? Probably not. But, you know, it's hard. But there's, you know, they're definitely, you know, the teams are talking. The teams are talking. And obviously with this past year, and I'll speak, you know, with Josh and Saquon and Derrick Henry, I think hopefully the running back, you know, the running back market is starting to go the other way. So you're going to, you know, obviously Saquon got rewarded already again, and Derrick Henry got rewarded again. Hopefully, you know, Josh will be getting rewarded here again, you know, if he has another good year this year. You know, you're going to see guys like Robinson and Gibbs and some of these young guys that are going to benefit.
Yes.
Or should benefit from what, you know, some of these backs these past couple of years have gone through as far as being, you know, kind of regulated on, you know, what type of money you can get. And so, you know, as far as the quarterback stuff, you know, once again, listening to yesterday, just my opinion, and I remember talking to some, maybe you guys, whenever the whole Lamar thing was going on. And, you know, if there was a time to do it, that was the time.
Yes.
And, you know, and I'm not really, you know, once again, there's other guys. I mean, Russell Wilson's Russell Wilson, you know, I mean, good player. It was a good player. You know, at this point, he's just stealing money from teams. you know, Kyler Murray, good quarterback, not elite. That's my opinion.
Exactly.
You know, Lamar Jackson, that was the guy.
Yeah.
You know, so if Lamar Jackson, you know, he was the one that I'm sure everyone was worried about.
Yep.
You know, because he had all the ammo, you know, MVPs, you know, he's arguably the best, the best quarterback in the league.
Yes.
You know, he was the guy that, and I remember saying that, 2 years ago, he was the guy that could definitely, you know, sway the needle to fully guarantee, you know, after Deshaun Watson got his, you know.
No, Absolutely. Absolutely. I know that, Wheezy, you are a Birdland member and you will not be going to games this weekend because you were at Josh Jacobs' camp in Green Bay.
Yeah, I just got into the great city of Green Bay.
There you go. So you will not be consuming the O's and the Rays from Camden Yards this weekend. However, have you, because I had my jihad against them, and then for Father's Day, like Mateo's whole travel team went to the game, so I wasn't not going to go. So I have been to one game begrudgingly. Have you tapped in? Are you still abstaining from this often terrible baseball?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ball product.
Well, Chase, I have not been to a game yet.
And wow. you are a hardcore fan who has a Birdland membership.
Oh yeah, 100%. 100%. This was the first year, probably 25 years, I missed opening day. Mm-hmm. Now I've lived,
yes.
I've lived all throughout the country, and this is my second stint in Baltimore. Baltimore is home for me, and this is my final stop. But I've rooted for the Orioles my whole life, and through the very few good times and all the bad times, no matter where I was at, was watching the Orioles every night and going to opening day. So I missed opening day this year. Now, it wasn't because, we knew what the product was at that point. It was, I had something else I had to do at that point. It got me, had me out of the city. But since then, I haven't been to a game yet. It's hard. It's hard. Yeah. And, I want them to do well as we all do. And root, I still root for them, but I just, it's just tough to, it's a tough, it's just a tough product,
tough watch.
Man. It's just tough to watch, and you just kind of—I'll speak for myself. Shake your head. Yeah. Like, what the heck happened?
Yeah,
what's going on here?
Yeah.
I started going, and Jace, I started going south a little bit when in the off season when they didn't sign any pitchers.
Yep.
And because pitching wins games.
Yes.
Pitching wins championships. And, I was hoping that, that they were going to resign Corbin Burns and, they can spin that however they want to spin it. But, when they, basically lost him and then didn't sign anybody worth a dang. And as you notice, I said dang because I don't want to get
well
in trouble here.
That's right. You know the rules.
You're my mouth, guys, obviously. as I'm about ready to have camp with 6 and 7 year olds. I got to watch my mouth. But so that's when I really started. They've been building this. They got some good young players and core to be excited about, but they're just the free agency and the trade deadlines. They're just not doing anything.
No.
And you got to do it, And that's just my opinion.
I agreed.
You build up the young talent and that's great, but man, you gotta sign some studs out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's been tough. It's been tough, and I have not been to a game yet. So
I don't blame you one bit.
The one game that I am planning on going to, if I get to that point, is
the Dodgers game, and when is that, September? When
21-31.
Yeah, that game.
Yeah,
that
that'll
game,
be cool.
That game I'm planning on going to just because of Cal. I was Cal was my, you know, was my hero growing up, I guess, or one of them.
He's Chad Wiesling. Chad,
enjoy Green Bay,
yeah,
brother.
Enjoy the Josh Jacobs camp.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. So, anything else?
No, we got to go pay some bills. That's it. We're letting you're free to teach the kids the football.
Unless you want to unload
anything you need to promote.
There's rampant collusion in the NFL, and the Orioles stink.
There you go.
And Russell Wilson stinks.
Russell
Wilson stinks.
I said he was good when he was in the
He was good in Seattle.
He just collected checks. Good for him, though.
Yes.
All
thank
right,
you, brother.
Chad, thanks, man.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Jacob Calvin-Meyer, he's going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour. But coming up next, we're going to do a quick preview of Orioles taking on the Rays this weekend. That's next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.